Hello, this is Sophia. Welcome to I'm the Devil podcast. Hannah's here too.
Hi.
I'm about to share with you guys a snippet of our Patreon episode from this week where we talked about Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively, James Kennedy, Ethan Slater's ex-wife's article, and a lot of like cheating. And to commemorate that, I told Hannah the story of Brad, Angelina, and Jennifer. And so here's that. Enjoy. If you like it, subscribe to the Patreon. The full episode is, we had so much fun.
It's long and it's juicy.
It's really juicy and it's really good. So I would suggest subscribing to the Patreon to listen to the whole thing.
It's so juicy it can't go on regular.
Literally. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Anyway, okay, I'm going to tell you about Brangelina.
Yay.
Because I didn't know about this. So I was like, let's dive into, given all that we've talked about, let's dive into a decades old cheating scandal.
I'm pretty sure that I know a good amount of this, but I'm also pretty sure that there's a lot of details that I don't know.
Okay. So basically, Brad and Jennifer, in 2004, they've been dating for 6 years and married for four. This is at the height of both their fame. Jen is in Friends. Brad has been like, he's being movie star down.
Right. Wait, I'm going to ask a clarifying question. Yes. They dated for 6 years. They got married. They've been married for 4 years. They've been together 10?
No.
Okay. Or six. They overlap.
I think. Yeah. Sorry. So they got engaged after 5 months together. In 1999, Jen says that she's the happiest she's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
They get married on July 29th in 2000 in Malibu at a wedding that looked beautiful.
I'm sure that it was.
It looked so pretty.
If I got married, I would love to do it in Malibu.
I know. 200 guests, 50,000 flowers, and a gospel choir.
Oh, a gospel choir.
The gospel choir was so funny to me.
Those two gorgeous white people getting a gospel choir for their wedding.
Walking down the aisle to beautiful black singers. So in 2004, Brad had two movies come out. He had Ocean's 12 and Troy, and Friends ended. And Friends, I loved Friends. It's like we cannot be.
You loved Friends?
Yeah.
That's funny to me.
Oh, you could pull up any Friends episode and I could basically quote it line for line.
Wait, that is so crazy. I actually like legit hate Friends.
I watched it as a kid, so it's like I don't watch it anymore, but
yeah.
I loved it. And I still have like nostalgic
attachment to it.
No,
it's
I could,
how I feel about The Office.
Yeah. I kind of feel similarly about The Office, but less so because I think Friends just hit me at a certain time. But I could like truly pretty much quote I'm not joking. Like still to this day, most episodes of that show. Okay. Around this time, Jen gives an interview saying that she wants to have kids soon.
Yeah.
With Brad.
Yes.
Then we have Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, God. This is where it all falls apart.
This is where it all falls apart.
Can I say this too? This was a peak of Brad Pitt's career.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like they are at the height of their careers.
Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
They are both like famous in a way that people aren't even famous anymore. Like,
yeah. Like true celebrity in the, in
like
our modern golden age of celebrity.
She obviously was in TV, but they are like both like for all intents and purposes, like movie stars in a way that like we don't have movie stars.
No,
like that
we
anymore.
Don't.
Like literally.
Because of social media.
Yeah. Literally. Filming starts January 5th, 2004. It got pushed around a lot because originally it was supposed to be Nicole Kidman opposite Brad. It got delayed a bunch and then they finally began filming after settling on Angelina. In April, so a couple months after, rumors about an affair begin.
Uh-oh.
These are some of the rumors. People say Brad sent Angelina flowers with a message attached that says, to the Mrs., and then in parentheses, oops.
Oh, God damn, if he did that?
I don't think a lot of this is true.
Because it's Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
Jack style.
Angelina improvised a sexy dance towards Brad on screen, and that Brad allegedly told Angelina that they should buy a home together. It's like, who the fuck
okay,
knows
it's
if
it's like,
any
how
this
would
true?
We know
how
that?
How would we know any of that,
how
obviously?
That?
But I'm just telling you kind of like, also, this was obviously like, tabloid culture was going crazy. Like, this shit was everywhere.
God, but I literally miss that when, like, lines like that were printed on the front of magazines instead of just splashed across my phone.
I know. But this is when people had, as we were talking about earlier, like, literally no media literacy because you just got, there were three magazines and then whatever they said was true.
Yeah, I know.
Which is horrifying to imagine.
I know.
Horrifying to imagine.
It's like, anything could happen to you and you would have no chance of defending yourself. You'd have to wait until the next issue of the magazine came out if you wanted to do an interview.
Usually it's like literally they're just saying worse stuff.
Yes.
Next month. There were rumors that Jen overheard the two of them having phone sex, which seems unlikely, but I'm painting a picture for you. So these are the rumors. Okay.
Okay.
At this time, also, Angelina had just divorced Billy Bob Thornton and just adopted her first child, Maddox.
Yeah. They were supposed to adopt that child together and then she changed her mind.
Yeah. So at the end of April, they took a break filming. During the break, Brad and Jen are pictured at a red carpet. They're also pictured just like on a trip together. So it seems like things are going well.
Okay.
They resume shooting in August and the rumors pick back up immediately. There are ultimately photos of them walking around on set holding hands.
Yeah, I remember that.
But some people say that they were
in character at the time. Angelina has said in an interview that those photos were doctored. They don't, to be honest, look doctored.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know if I was seeing an image that she wasn't referring to, because she was like, you can see in that photo that my hand is in his shirt. Like, she was like referencing a specific thing where I was like, the photo I'm looking at, y'all are just like plainly holding
straight
hands.
Straight up holding hands.
Who knows? But also, it's like they could have literally been filming.
Yeah, they definitely could have been filming.
But they were almost certainly cheating, because we'll get to it.
I mean, they got married. They were cheating.
They were. So then the movie wraps. Post-movie, January 2005. So this is a couple months later. Jen and Brad announce their split. Their statement is the following. We would like to announce that after 7 years together, we have decided to formally separate.
We would like to announce.
Hear ye, hear ye. For those who follow these sorts of things, we would like to explain that our separation is not the result of any of the speculation reported by the tabloid media. Oof. They said that. What I've written is that this could, of course, be true. It could be true. It could be what Jen thinks is true. It could also be a protective measure because of how psycho people are.
I think it's a protective measure. I think the cheating allegations were definitely an influence on the end of their relationship. Probably not the only reason.
Yes.
But if a couple is already weak, I don't know that they could withstand that kind of speculation. Yes.
Jen later says that what we said was true as far as I knew.
Okay.
So that's kind of, she's giving us something.
Right.
4 months later.
That's really sad.
I know. 4 months later in April, photos of Brad and Angelina and her son Maddox vacationing were published. So they're on like a family vacay four months later.
Yep.
Us Weekly bought the pictures for $500,000.
Whoa.
And apparently the couple knew they were being photographed and got a cut of the profits.
Okay.
Which I'm like, okay, sure.
All right. They were ready to go public.
Jen said in response to this, the world was shocked and I was shocked.
Yeah.
This time it's basically like something will happen. Jen will do an interview a couple months later, I'm assuming doing press for something where they ask her about it and then she responds.
Yeah.
In June, Angelina gives an interview in Vanity Fair where she talks about the alleged relationship. One big quote that comes out of this is that she says, I quote unquote, always fall in love while I'm working on a film, which is like,
Angelina said that, sorry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't.
Well.
But also she's fallen in love with past co-stars.
Yes. What I'm saying is that's true.
Yeah.
That's what happened with her and Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah. And I think it happened with another one of her exes as well.
A woman.
Yes. And I honestly think another man. I know. I meant to say bisexual queen.
Yeah. And her girlfriend was really hot.
Of course. I mean,
they were so hot together.
It's crazy.
I know.
In this interview also, they ask her about like skinny girls. And she's like basically being like, in the dark, it's sexy when a lady has curves. Not like Justin, that she's not saying it in a rude way, but she's saying like whatever. And then in the article after she says that, they're like, they're like, her wrist is the size of a thimble. It's like, okay, true. She says, quote unquote, she knew nothing about Jen and Brad's marriage. They seem like wonderful people and wonderful friends. And I wish people could learn from them and how they seem to obviously be so close. The interviewer then says, it seems like they might get back together. And she says, yeah, maybe.
Ooh.
This is after they've already been photographed on a romantic
family vacation
together. So, yeah.
And they got a cut of the profits for that.
Yes.
But I guess she is like trying to be respectful of Jen in a way.
Yeah. I mean, throughout this whole thing, honestly, everyone is pretty respectful of each other.
Yeah.
Brad will say something that's maybe a little bit out of pocket and then he like immediately apologizes for it.
Yeah. So, I mean, he is a really bad guy.
No, and I have that down as well. We're going to get to that. So she doesn't give much. And I was also confused by the tenor of this interview since they had just been photographed, which is really strange. And then a month later in July, so they have not publicly announced that they're in a relationship together.
Okay.
A month later in July, they adopt a child together.
No way.
Yes.
So Angelina says to the press, yeah, maybe Jen and Brad will get back together.
Yep.
And then they adopt
at that point,
Shiloh?
I don't know.
I
probably
think it's Shiloh.
But at that point, it's like, yeah, they already are in the process of adopting a child together.
Yeah, of course. It's a long and tenuous process.
Yes.
Actually, you know what? I feel like they shorten
for
celebrities.
Them, probably not that long and tenuous, honestly. In the same month, they're in a W Mag shoot entitled Domestic Bliss, but they have still not even confirmed their relationship yet. This photo shoot is basically a photo shoot of the two of them enacting quote unquote domestic bliss. It's like them sitting around a table with all white children, them in the house together, whatever. This photo shoot was directed by the photographer and also Brad. They maintain that this photo shoot was supposed to be tongue in cheek, being like, it's,
wait, how?
It, yeah. No, exactly.
What's the...
I'll explain it to you.
Like, which part?
Basically being like, well, it's kind of funny because this isn't domestic bliss. A marriage has been ruined and we don't have like a nuclear family. But it's like, yeah, I could see how that was like lost on the public.
Yeah. Also, I don't know. That's cruel.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. And yeah.
just to kind of rub it in Jen Aniston's face.
Yeah.
What she can't have.
Yeah.
Because her life got destroyed.
I know. It's especially tough given the fact that she had said that she wanted to have kids with him. Yeah. But then in September, Jen gives a Vanity Fair interview.
Vanity Fair interviews back then were like the tea.
I know.
God and like damn.
The way that I was reading that article with Angelina Jolie, the Vanity Fair one, and she's like divulging information that people would never divulge. She's talking about how she like takes lovers, like all this. It's like people would not be telling. I mean, social media has really, in some ways is good, but I wish that really, they had to tell us the truth.
I know. It's ruined a lot of stuff for us. I know. But that's, I mean, they did, Alexis Nyers did her interview with Vanity Fair and was like, I mean, that one wasn't quite fair because she was literally high on, I think, meth during it or perhaps crack. But like people were spilling their fucking guts. I know
they were. It's crazy. And it's because celebrities at this time needed the media. And yeah, they don't need the media anymore. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's a quote. This is the interviewer talking to Jen. The W feature, which was entitled Domestic Bliss, couldn't be blamed on paparazzi. Not only did Pitt conceptualize it, but he retained international rights, so he actually profited from it. Aniston's eyes widen in response when I mention that last fact, and she grimaces. I didn't know that, she says. Dot, dot, dot. Is it odd timing? Yeah, but it's not my life. He makes his choices. He can do whatever. We're divorced, and you can see why.
Girl.
Literally. But then she's kind. I can also see Brad having absolutely no clue why people would be appalled by it. He's not mean-spirited. In hindsight, I can see him going, oh, I can see that that was inconsiderate, but I know Brad. Brad would say, that's art. So it's like, she understands him.
Yeah, and she gets him.
But it is like, of course the public is not going to be like, oh, this is art.
No, because, you fucking idiot. Also to me, it's like, I don't know. Yeah, don't need Brad to do that. Pitt thinks it's art. If Brad Pitt thinks it's art, it does not make. No. Like, he's not the highest critic of art. To me, it's like mean-spirited and rude.
No, I know.
And like easily like misconceived and just a poor move.
No, I agree. But it is like you can see that like she has care and love and respect for him, which is nice to see.
And she has like a level-headed perspective.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's coming off as like extremely mature about the situation. Literally.
At this point, also, people were literally selling Team Jolie and Team Aniston shirts. So this shit was everywhere. There were lots of rumors that Brad divorced her because she didn't want children, which we know is untrue. And that really bothered her.
Of course.
Of course.
Oh, my God. That would be so sad to be like, I actually wanted kids a lot.
I know.
I actually really wanted kids.
I know. Well, and she basically said, like, with friends being over, now's the time. Like, I can travel with him. We can have a family. So
I don't think she ever had kids.
No, but
I think
she's okay. If she had wanted totally kids, fine. She would have had them at this point. Yes. So I think it's fine. But I did feel that way.
Are you
going to
talk
about
Justin Theroux?
Briefly, yeah.
Okay.
In March 2006, Brad and Angelina have their first biological child. They become known for their philanthropies. They often sell exclusive photos of themselves with their children and then donate the money to their own charities, which I'm like,
well, that is famously suspicious.
That's for tax purposes, obviously. Yeah. I did not have the time to kind of look into their charities, but so it's seemingly good. I'm suspicious.
I mean, that is really hard for me to take like open-heartedly.
It's really hard for me to take that as in good faith.
You're
of
just
course.
Gonna give the money right back to yourself?
Of course.
Okay.
Okay. So then in 2012, Jen marries Justin Theroux.
But it's like, I'm actually gonna donate this to my bank account.
Oh, I'm donating that to my fucking bank account. My offshore bank account where I get a tax deduction for it, you fucking idiot.
I'm donating this to the Caribbean.
I'm donating that to my island. Yeah, that I'm hiding from the banks in the United States. Oh my God. Okay. In 2012, Jen marries Justin Theroux. They get divorced in 2018.
I thought he was a bad guy.
You did?
Yeah. When I was younger, I thought he was like an asshole. I think I read something.
Maybe. Well, I think also the thing is that like Jen Aniston is like literally America's sweetheart.
Yeah.
And I think that for a lot of people, no man would be good enough for her truly except for Brad, honestly, which isn't true because we're going to get to Brad and the literal crimes that he has committed.
Yeah.
But or I can't think of another person, but I do think that a lot of people have this like really strong connection to her.
I know.
She's like literally the girl next door. Everyone fucking loves her.
I know. Well, and it makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, she was famous in a time when people really connected to celebrities in that way. And she also was the most famous celebrity.
Yeah. And she's like so charismatic, so charming, like so sweet. And she hasn't really ever like been in any like controversy other than this, but nothing that like she's done.
No.
Which I also think endeared people to her because it's like she's been wronged publicly. She's kind of like quote unquote perfect.
Yes.
So yeah, they have like little quotes back and forth, Jen and Brad and stuff, but it's really not anything crazy. Like, as I said, it seems like Jen and Brad do still have respect and care for one another, and they've done like interviews together since.
Yeah.
And there were that famous photo of them reuniting. You know this, you've seen this. I'm gonna pull it up for you.
Is it recent?
Somewhat recent. People went crazy, this photo where he's like pulling her arm.
Yes.
Yeah. So there was like,
well,
this
people
photo.
People saw this and were like, they should get back together.
Yeah. The SAG Awards. And it is like, can you imagine, like,
no, it was like over like 20 years ago.
Fucking over it.
Jesus
fucking get
Christ.
Over it. Jesus fucking Christ.
It's not even like an ex-boyfriend where it's like, you know, it ended. It's like they fully were married and divorced.
No, literally. And he cheated on her.
And he cheated on her. He cheated on her really
publicly.
Another
thing that I'll say is that there's a guy on TikTok, I think it's Tell the Bees, and he has this whole thing that he calls American cheating, which is basically the fact that people, as we've said, villainize cheating so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But they can forgive it when the people who cheat get married.
Oh,
which
yeah.
We kind of
Wait.
Saw in this.
Yes, dude. I've seen that before, yeah. too. If the relationship that the cheating occurred from, like, works out, yeah. then people are okay with it.
Yes.
It happens all of the time. It happens, I think, less so with female celebrities, but with male celebrities.
Yeah.
All the time. They will leave their wives in the craziest way, or cheat on their wives in the craziest yeah. way. Like, their pregnant wives,
yes.
or, like, their wives who have cancer, or
yes.
like their wives who are going through some massively traumatic
yes.
event, as long as they stay with the next woman,
yes.
clean slate.
Which is also kind of why I wonder, I think that maybe Ethan and Ariana will get married to like
yeah.
rehab their image. And that also ties into what you were saying about how people's like vitriol towards cheaters.
It's biblical.
Is biblical because it is like
marriage is it, a sanctity.
Yeah, marriage is sanctity. In 2014, Brad and Angelina get married, and then they get divorced 2 years later in 2016. And often when people get married post-cheating, that relationship ends as well.
Yeah. Wow. But it took them a long time to get married.
Yes.
Oh my God. And her wedding dress, so fugly. Remember?
Was it?
She had her kids' handprints all over it. Painted handprints all over it. Yes. I think the like dress itself was fine.
Woof.
Just like, what a way to ruin a dress.
Oh, not even handprints. They drew on it.
It's like, your kids will be at the wedding. It's okay.
Well, the wedding was literally just them and their kids.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Now we're going to reach the horrors, is what I titled this section.
Okay, God.
Which is basically, I want to say, first of all, Brad Pitt has one of the most fucking powerful PR machines, in my opinion. Him and fucking Selena Gomez. Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't even talk about that right now.
But Selena Gomez is like facing her downfall more than Brad Pitt ever has, I think.
Yeah, you think so?
I think people hate her more online than...
But I don't
Maybe
think it's,
Brad
I'm
Pitt's
not talking
older.
About the hate. I'm talking about how she is like fully a drug addict and people do not know about
yeah,
it. Or quote unquote do not know about it. Okay. Because this never like really picked up steam. A lot of people still don't know about this.
You could say what I'm sure what you're about to say to us, to me, and nobody over the age of like 30 would probably know about it at all. Like,
no.
There's no way my parents know anything bad that Brad Pitt has ever
no,
done.
No, I don't. I think a lot of young people don't know either. But
yeah.
basically, in 2016, there was a domestic violence incident on a plane with Pitt, Angelina, and their kids, where Brad Pitt choked one of their children and struck another in the face. He
God
also
damn.
Grabbed Angelina Jolie and shook her and poured beer and wine on Angelina Jolie and the children. The argument began in the bathroom. Brad was mad at Angelina. He said that she was acting too deferential to the children. He grabbed and shook her multiple times and then punched the ceiling of the plane. One of the children, Maddox,
yeah.
came to her defense, and then Pitt lunged at the child. Days after this, Angelina filed for divorce. And this is since there's stuff that I like didn't include in this because I'd been doing research for about, I would say, 3 hours at this point. Mm-hmm. Basically, Angelina Jolie filed a domestic violence lawsuit against Brad Pitt. They were having some type of like legal battle over selling one of their properties.
Yes, I remember this.
For her to get what she wanted in that, which I don't know what it was, her to sign a non-disclosure agreement where she wouldn't talk about this publicly.
She wanted like money for like a vineyard or something
yes,
that they
it was
owned
a vineyard.
Together and like the profits off of the wine, I believe.
Yeah.
And he was like, fine, you can have it if you never talk about
what happened,
the domestic
on the plane.
Abuse.
So this has been really underreported.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like actually not even that much information about it out there. Obviously, I'm fucking sure that this is not the first time he's done something
that's
like
not,
that.
I mean, people who act in that way, like, it's not an
it's
isolated
not,
event.
Of course. So
it's a pattern of behavior.
Yeah. So now I'm going to read you
Maddox's Father's Day post.
Maddox Jolie Pitt's Father's Day post for Brad Pitt, which is like fucking so iconic. He posted a photo of Brad Pitt accepting an Oscar, and this is what he wrote on top of it. Happy Father's Day to this world-class asshole. You time and time again prove yourself to be a terrible and despicable person.
Mm-hmm.
You have no consideration of empathy towards your four youngest children who tremble in fear when in your presence.
Wow.
You will never understand the damage you have done to my family because you are incapable of doing so. You have made the lives of those closest to you a constant hell. You may tell yourself in the world whatever you want, but the truth will come to light someday. So happy Father's Day, you fucking awful human being.
That's an amazing, amazing, amazing post. I know. Really just goes to show it's like, obviously the one thing on the plane is not the one thing on the plane. No, it's a lifetime of that behavior.
Fucking obviously. Yeah. So, I mean, at the end of the day, maybe it's good that Brad and Jennifer aren't together.
Yeah.
And I feel really bad for whatever the fuck Angelina Jolie and her children had to endure.
Me too.
At the hands of him.
And I think one of the reasons that story didn't get a lot of attention was because it was coming out around the same time as the Johnny Depp Amber Heard story, and the public was so vehemently anti Amber Heard.
Literally the way that the synchronicity is connecting.
Yeah, and they and people thought that like Angelina Jolie was kind trying to do quote unquote the same thing that Amber Heard did to Johnny Depp.
Which is also like not
which is just like, I don't know.
It's wrong on obviously so many levels because it's like Amber Heard wasn't trying to do something bad to Johnny Depp.
No.
And obviously Angelina Jolie wasn't. I mean, the FBI like investigated what happened on the plane.
And like, I don't understand in what world people think that a woman coming out about the abuse that she faced at the hands of a like globally beloved actor would be like good for their career. No. It's like historically those women get absolutely shit upon and destroyed. I mean, I'm sure that Amber Heard
like hasn't worked since the whole Johnny Depp thing. I fucking bet.
No, I don't think so. I think she like literally had to like step out of Hollywood and like move away or something.
It's so crazy.
It's like obviously these women are not coming forward with some falsified story in order to like gain like popularity and money and fame and whatever, because it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't work that way.
All that happens is they get villainized and their reputations destroyed for trying to speak out against like the heinous crimes that were committed against them.
No, of course. I mean, it's crazy.
But I don't know. I mean, I think because of the timing of that whole situation, that's like why that story didn't get very much press.
I guess. I do also think he has an extremely powerful PR machine.
Yeah.
I think that he has he's really powerful.
Yes.
I'm sure that was part of it. But yeah, I think that he is like so powerful, which is scary.
Oh, it's so scary.
And like, whatever. He's a fucking pervert too. Because he like, I know a really weird story about him. I can tell you guys one day, but.
Wait. Okay. I'm excited.
I can tell you guys next week. He's just like a weirdo. Because he like, I don't know the way. He's also doing the thing where it's like, I think doth protest too much. Because he's like, I'm addicted to raising up black voices and stuff. And it's like doing insane domestic violence to your family. But whatever. That's none of my, it is my business actually. But.
Also to your non-white children.
No one say that. Like literally.
What do you, it's like, what do you, oh my God. Okay.
I saw him once in public though, and the way that the energy changed the room was crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure. He is like the celebrity.
He's like literally, still, I mean, yeah.
It's one like of him the and most like famous people.
George Clooney. Do you know what I mean? Like it those are like the two George guys Clooney. That I can think of that are still just like true movie stars. Yeah. It's crazy.
I really hope George Clooney's not like a really bad guy. I don't.
I honestly don't think he is because the thing is he's not pushing a narrative that he's an amazing guy.
No, he's not.
He's just bisexual. Yeah. That's it.
Yes.
Yes, king.
Wait, I'll just really quick say what I was going to say about Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make it fast. Which is just that. So Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton got together on the set of a movie that they filmed, like some kind of like dramedy about like boat workers or something. I literally don't remember. In like 1994. They got together. She was in a relationship with someone else. He was engaged to Laura Dern. And one weekend, Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton went away and got married in Vegas.
Wow.
He hadn't told Laura Dern anything. She did an interview.
Wow.
She did an interview where she said, I went away to shoot a movie. I was gone for a weekend and I came back and my fiance was married to Angelina Jolie.
Wow.
Yep. And then they had this like insanely intense relationship where they were going to interviews being like, they kept calling it our intimate times. They were like, our intimate times are so intense that it gets dangerous. They built a padded room in their house to have sex in because of how physical it got.
I'm scared.
And then they did wear those vials of blood around their necks. They weren't full vials of blood that got blown out of proportion. They were like little papers with dots of blood from each other like pricked and put in a necklace, and they like were just being gross in public. Like every red carpet they went to, they were like fondling each other and making out and like all of this kind of stuff, and saying in interviews like, when we have sex it's literally scary.
Okay, I'm going to say one thing to end this episode on, which is read the padded room. Once someone told me, this is my favorite thing ever, and I've told you this a billion times, that Jimmy Fallon in the bottom of his house in the basement built a padded room where he can go and freak out. A soundproof padded room where he can go and freak out away from his family because he's like addicted to whatever.
You know, he does that every single night, probably before and after the show.
Yeah, twice a day. Double header. Okay, guys, we've been recording for 3 hours.
Wow, oh my God.
But this, I had so much fun recording this. Okay.
Me too.
Bye.
Okay, bye, guys.